Jesus right now. Father God, answers your prayers. Whatever you're worried about, whatever you're concerned about, whatever you have on your mind right now, just take it off your chest and just give it to Jesus. Put it at the foot of the cross. You're showing God right now that, you know what, Lord, I don't care about these worldly issues. I'm going to push into you, Father God. I'm going to have faith in you, Lord, that you're going to pull me out of this, Lord. The devil is a liar. Jesus is the only true way. The only true way. Tonight we're going to preach about staying away from bad influences. Father God, I pray, Lord, that every word that comes out of my mouth, Father God, is from you, Jesus. Less of me, Father God, and more of you, Lord. Is from you, Jesus. I pray that those in this room tonight, Father God, soak the word, Lord, like a beautiful wine, Father God. Like a beautiful shower in the wilderness, Lord. You wash the filth of this world off, Father God. Holy Spirit, every time you wrap your love around each one of us, we get cleaner and brighter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. So much, Father God. Thank you so much, Father God. Thank you so much, Father God, for a room to worship you in, Lord. Father God, it has one little heater in here. And I thank you for that one little heater, Father God.
Yeah.
I thank you for the lights that hang from the ceiling, Father God. I thank you for the fireplace behind us, Father God, that brings us warmth when we need it, Lord. I thank you for those souls, Father God, that travel long distances, Father God, to hear your word, Lord. I thank you so much for that, Father God. I thank you so much, Lord. Father God, thank you so much for all of the amazing things that you do for us. Thank you, Father God, for providing for me so that I could feed my family, Lord. Thank you so much for that, Father God. Will we be much closer to God if we stay away from bad influences? And the answer to that is yes. I am telling you right now that I am living proof that Jesus can heal you from not only your bad habits, but from also bad friends that you hang around with. We are continually filled with choices. We must often choose between exposing ourselves to bad influences or surrounding ourselves with good influences. God is very displeased when we choose evil or what will lead us toward evil. The human mind is like a sponge that will soak up whatever you expose it to, and what goes in stays in. Everything you expose yourself to stays in your mind, and you have to learn to overcome it. Yeah. If you are addicted to pornography on the internet, I am telling you, God can heal you of that. If you're addicted to methamphetamines, those of you in this room that are addicted to crack cocaine, even alcoholism, even marijuana, can be delivered through Jesus Christ. I am telling you that if God can save a sinner like me, an eighth grade dropout with nothing, he can save you. God completely healed me of all of my addictions. Not only that, but he found me a beautiful wife. I have beautiful children. I have a beautiful home. I have a beautiful business. God can do all of these things for you. But don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it says, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by those who say much things. For bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame, I say that some of you don't know God at all. Keeping company with those who deny the resurrection can corrupt good Christian character. Don't let your relationships with non-believers lead you astray or cause your faith in Christ to waver. I had to completely cut myself off from my old friends. I had to completely cut myself off from my worldly friends. Because my worldly friends, all they cared about was getting high.
High party.
Going gambling. Backsliding into sin. Backsliding into old habits. God began to rid me of these friends. And I learned a very important lesson. One time I ran completely out of money. And this has happened numerous times in my life. I won't have any money at all. Not a drop of money in the bank. And when you run out of money, that is when you find out who your friends are. That is when you find out who your real friends are. And many times in my life, I found out that I had no friends at all. Don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Yeah. Hang around with godly people, and you will become faithful in your walk with the Lord. When they call you to see if you want to meet to buy some drugs and go gambling, hang up the phone. When they call you to go get high, hang up the phone. When they ask you to go into that cantina or into the bar, hang up the phone. Shun yourself from evil. Shun yourself from sin. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26, the godly give good advice to their friends, but the wicked lead them astray. Some of you don't like the advice I give you. When you come up to me privately or you call me, I can see it in your eyes that you're upset with the advice that I give you. But I consider you my friend, and I would never lead you astray with bad advice. But the wicked will. They will always leave you astray. Always. And that's why you have to be completely careful about who you hang out with, who you call your friends. It's very, very hard to walk this path. I know it's so hard because it seems like life is so brutal. It's so hard just to get through the day, to get the money, to have something to eat. It's so hard to scratch out a living, to have a roof over your head. That you just want to break. You just want to have some fun. I know what that's like. But I am telling you that if you choose the righteous path, if you choose your friends carefully, if you choose to make the decision to hang around godly people, positive people, instead of people that provide us bad influences, your walk with Christ will increase tenfold because you won't be stumbled so often. We're continually faced with choices. We will always have to make the choice. Do we want to walk in the darkness? Or do you want to walk in the light? It is so hard because oftentimes you're tempted when no one else is around. You're all alone. No one will tell on you. No one will tell your friends. No one will call your wife. No one will call your pastor. You're all alone where the church people can't see. That is when it counts the most, when you're in the darkness and you're tempted and you have that decision to make. Do I fall back into sin or do I make the right choice for Christ? I'll tell you something right now, that every time you decide to make the right choice for Christ, every time that friend asks you to go drinking and you say, you know what, not tonight, every single time that you make the decision not to backslide, every single time, and you do that alone when people aren't around, God sees that. God sees that, and he rewards you openly for it. Just as if you were praying in darkness, he will reward you openly. Just as if you were fasting from food for him and not letting everybody know you're fasting, he will reward you openly. Mm-hmm. When you do these right things when no one sees, he will reward you openly. When you help that old woman across the street, he will reward you openly. He will always reward you openly when you walk away from the darkness into the light. Paul says to stay alert. Watch out. For your great enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. And remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering we are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. Lions attack the sick, young, or struggling. They choose people who are alone, are not alert. Peter warns us to watch out for Satan when we are suffering or feeling persecuted. If you are suffering or feeling persecuted, if you are feeling alone, weak, and helpless, and cut off from the other believers, or if you're even focused on your troubles, you're forgetting to watch out for danger. Those are the times that you are seriously vulnerable for Satan's attack. It's during the times of suffering. So when you're going through hardships, when you're having troubles, seek other Christians for support. Keep your eyes on Christ and resist the devil. In James chapter 4, verse 7 is an amazing scripture. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you.
Amen.
For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Although God and the devil are at war, we don't have to wait to see who's going to win the war. Jesus and God have already defeated Satan. And when Christ returns, everything that the devil stands for, all the demonic influence of this world, will be washed away and eliminated forever. That is why Satan is trying to pull to him every soul that he possibly can to keep in bondage. Every soul with addiction, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, spousal abuse, gambling to keep you broke. Do you understand, brothers? Amen?
Amen.
Stay away from demonic influences. Stay away. Pick your friends wisely. Dear Father God, dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Father God. Lord, I just pray for Richard and Gregory and Duke. Father God, I pray, Lord, that they stay away, Father God, from all influences, bad influences, Father God. I pray that everyone in the room, Lord, just stays away from bad influences. I pray, Father God, that you just provide them with a helmet and a shield and a sword, Father God, to go out and do battle, to stay clean, to stay sober, to stay on fire for you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the Holy Spirit in their lives daily, Lord. Holy Spirit, please cleanse their souls right now. Please, Father God, thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.